Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. All right, where are we? 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Twitter is cracking down on hate speech, and I think that's a positive sign, Frank. I think it's about time that that sort of stuff was done. I'd like to think that there was a reason that people would, or reasonable people, would not want to engage in that stuff anyway, but it turns out I read some stuff on the New York Times, was it? No, the Washington Post website. Whoa. I've read some of the stuff that people said about me after I talked about the electoral college.
Are you reading comment sections of places?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Yeah, well, there it is. All right, anyway, so what's Twitter going to do about this? We'll find out in a moment here.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can small businesses compete with large companies?
An article on the Harvard Business Blog said small is the new big, sustainable is the new growth, and trust is the new competitive advantage.
People do business with people, not companies, not organizations, not institutions.
It's hard for large companies to create a culture of trust. It's much easier for small businesses.
If you think about it, we're back where we started. In days gone by, we did business with people we knew.
If you're in business or plan to start one, capitalize on this trend by super serving your customers.
Build trust and you'll build your business. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
All right, Victoria, let's get to this business of Twitter cracking down on hate speech. And the only question I might have here is, who decides what is hate speech? Is there, it's like, you know, there's no community. The reason when people get fined by the FCC, radio stations, TV stations, because of some obscene thing that they put on the air, they always, the company owners always go to court. And they win because there's no community standard for what's obscene.
Well, Twitter's essentially leaving it up to each individual person to decide what language they don't want to have appear on their feed. So Twitter's gotten a lot of flack lately for not curbing abuse in language.
That stuff is awful.
Really bad. I know.
It is awful.
So Twitter has finally stepped in and they're expanding the mute feature. So it basically allows, like, if on DJV, if we get some troll who's, you know, saying a lot of really negative stuff, which we've gotten a few of, and we mute them so we don't hear from them and we don't see them. This expands that so that you can actually type in words and whole phrases that you don't want to appear, and you can mute them based on that. Twitter's moving forward with trying to give people more power over what they can and cannot see. Notifications, which basically is a text message every time you get a tweet or a mention. You can also now, through Twitter, you can mute those notifications. One of the things that Twitter has gotten a little bit of flack for, they haven't been able to find common ground, really, with what's too much government, as we were talking about, or what's really leaving it up to the individual. Yesterday, they suspended the account of Richard Spencer. I don't know if that's a household name at this point, but he runs an alt-right think tank, and he basically has been very public saying he wants blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and Jews removed from the U.S. He's super, super out there in his own world. So he has a verified account, so Twitter suspended that, which is at Richard B. Spencer. They suspended his think tank, which is called the National Policy Institute. It sounds sort of like very official, but it's really not. And they also suspended his online magazine. He is going to fight them in court. He feels that this is an infringement upon his rights. So this is going to be a bigger story.
It may be that it ought to be taken care of by the marketplace and not rules and regulations. But
I think, if he was just out there saying his own crazy stuff and people want to follow him, that's fine. But I think the problem, though, is his followers have been attacking other people. Yeah. Emmy Rossum, who's an actress on Shameless, and she's been in a ton of movies and things. She's Jewish, and she has been the victim of a lot of anti-Semitic comments from his followers.
That's what they do. Yep. Yeah,
so it's sort of like Twitter had to step in. They had to do something.
The Chinese have worked their magic on their official websites or anything in China, any website in China, has been ordered to block the term Fatty Kim III, an expression used to mock Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
So no longer on Chinese websites will you see a reference to Fatty Kim
is he
III.
Fat or just short?
He's fat. No, he's short and fat.
Short round.
Yeah.
Is he, are they becoming friends now, China? And
it's like, at least for these purposes anyway. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.